This is a gnoll.
And this is a drunken dwarf getting his face eaten off by a badger.
Badger! Get it off my face! Oh! Oh! Badger attack!
Oh! You're listening to the Jim Silverwing Show on Online Gaming Radio.
The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your
nose. Oh, hold it.
You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show on Online Gaming Radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
well,
do.
Well, I'm just glad I got my ale. Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello, everyone. This is the Gentle Silverwing Show for the 12th of April. Yes, we're in April now. 2011. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the Burning of Malloy, the Tailor of Fine Armor, the Baker of Cookies, and the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show... Elkin Jenna!
Hail and greetings. My chest is furry and purrs.
Wow. If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can hop onto the in-game chat channel, Antonia_Bale.OGR, which is up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elkin's videos, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. Now let's talk about that hairy chest.
Yeah.
When the fuck did that happen?
When Mal decided she wanted to be held, so I shoved her in my shirt so I could cuddle her.
So you have a pussy on your tits.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And you talk about me.
Ha! What?
Nothing.
I'm completely innocent, as anyone in my audience can attest to.
Yeah, you're just jealous because you don't have a pussy on your chest. But Mal wants to be held and cuddled, like, right underneath my chin.
Wow.
And I can't hold her all the time, so I just stuff her in my shirt and make a little pocket in there so she's all slung up and cozy, and she stays there for long periods of time.
Okay,
purring.
Then. All right. Community announcements. The Incy Wincy Spider is now underway for Bale Court, South Kinos on the Antonia Bale server under
the Spider.
I see. I understand intrigue may not be going on. Let's see. That's about it right now. May as well go ahead and get birthdays out of the way.
Yay, birthdays! Somebody has to have them. That's glad it's you.
Only got one right now, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Just one.
Lydia, I'm going to completely murder this, her character name. Zatosia?
Zanatosia.
No, there's no A in there. This Zatosia.
That's it.
Lydia Zatosia Pope, Community Relations Manager for Star Wars Galaxies. Her birthday is in 2 days.
Wow. She's on vacation, too.
Yep. She posted on Facebook that she actually misses work. Which,
no,
you know,
she said that she's on vacation and all she could do is think of things that she could be doing back at work.
Mm. And so for her, we will give her the Birthday Trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
All righty, so happy birthday to Lydia. We hope she's having a good one. And don't daydream about work too much. That's got to come back to you all too soon. All right. Well, I don't have any more birthdays, or I'm sure people died this week, but no one that I recognized. So let's get into our discussion this week. This week our discussion is
What?
I got a couple things.
All right, go for it.
Well, I was going to talk about, you know, how... Well, first of all, Rothgar. Not Rothgar. Yeah, no.
Take notes,
Warren. Yes, Rothgar. And his wife. Which is Esmeris, right?
Esmeris, yeah.
Yes. They're going to be having a baby.
Yes.
And I saw this tweet he put out that said that he was looking at babies. And all I could think of is, hey, wait a second. I thought you guys were going to make one from scratch, not go out and buy one.
Yeah, really.
I mean, where do you go to see? Well, I guess they were having an ultrasound. Duh.
Well, you know, maybe he's out looking for an upgrade, just in case.
I don't know. That's all it said was, you know, they're having a fun time and they're looking at babies. And I'm going,
well, you know, Rothgar and Amiris may get the baby home and decide, you know, maybe we want a different hair color or something like that, you know. And you need to shop around.
I guess so. Really? I thought they were going to make one from scratch.
Hmm. Actually, aren't they having twins?
I think so.
I believe they're having twins. So maybe if one doesn't work out, the other one can be okay. And, you know, that's just... I'm not sure what to do with the other one then. But I don't know.
And I just sent you a towel with something to do.
You did?
Yes.
Oh. Ah, yes. And we want to wish a warm welcome back to EverQuest 2 to Xandor.
Of the Legion of Kethagor.
He's been away for over a year.
Yep. So welcome back. So he's been away... Yep, he's level 90. He's a Fury. Legion of Kethagor. We have him. You don't.
That's fine.
So there.
No, I don't mean you. I mean they.
Who's they?
The audience.
Oh, well, we have.
Only we have Xandor.
I'm glad to see him back.
And you cannot have him.
Alright.
Oh, there's a kitty face. I'm looking down my shirt, and what do I see? Kitty face! You guys will have to check out our Facebook pages, because we always post pictures of the cats and the animals and all the stuff they're doing. And we'll have to get a picture of kitty face and the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
That's just too darn cute.
Now, I do have to mention Cheddarella, who is still in the hospital, by the way, still healing up. She mentions, as far as the twins are concerned, it's always good to have a backup plan. So, you know, just in case one just doesn't work out, you got another one there.
So maybe they were shopping for babies.
Maybe.
I mean, would they go to the baby mart? I mean, is that where... Where do you go to shop for babies?
Well, that's obvious. You go to the maternity ward at the local hospital. And, you know, they have a display case right there.
Oh, I was wondering what that was about.
It's a big old display case. I don't know why I like that one. But that one over there has nicer eyes. You know?
I was wondering about that.
You know,
do you have them there, or can you have them to go?
I don't mean eating them, hon.
Oh, okay. Well.
But, yeah, I always found that really interesting back in my hometown. There was a Toys R Us, and right next to it was Kids R Us.
So did you go in there and try to buy a five-year-old?
No. Five-year-olds are usually kind of whiny.
you know, if I'm going to buy a kid, probably be, you know, 10 or 12, you know, that way they have their own little personality, and I, you know, less chance of them peeing the bed.
True.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Well, I woke up in Thurgodin when I came in, and one of the first things I see is a person in distress yelling, you know, wondering where this NPC was, and then proceeded to shout and shout and shout for somebody from Sony to get this person out of the wall. They need for an update. And it's like, so I did my good deed for the day, you know, I said, well, maybe if you petition, you'll get, you know. They said, well, they petitioned 5 days in a row. I'm going, well, that's strange, because usually Sony would be right on top of, you know, a stuck NPC. So I went over and I talked to them. I said, well, where's this NPC supposed to be? It was right at the entrance. And I'm like, well, I checked my tracking. There's nobody by that name up. And I'm going, So I went and asked one of the guards, hey, where's Melina? And he points. I look at my map and I go, oh, upstairs.
Aha.
Uh-huh. I told the guy, I said, come on. It's above us. Let's go. Follow me. So I took him up to, what, the Brell's temple or whatever it is.
Yeah.
She's off in the corner. She's one of the
I know exactly.
Historians up here. Melina.
Yep. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah. You know? And, he felt bad. He felt kind of,
Yeah, you gotta be careful about that when you're looking at maps.
In Thurgodin, especially since there's an overlay.
Well, any zone that has overlapping layers and you don't have tracking, because tracking will tell you it's above you.
His tracking said it was below him.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe he called. He was not a ranger. I'll tell you that much.
He was crazy.
But I did my good deed for the day, and
yay!
You know, he found that. You know, showed him where the person was. So. Mm. Ta-da! See, having a kitty in your shirt makes you want to do good things, because it's all soft and warm.
Yeah, I mean, so you got a built-in vibrator, and it's nice and warm.
What? No, she doesn't vibrate, she just purrs. And stares up at me. Wow. And purrs.
I want to talk about these apps that I just downloaded.
Oh, you and your weird apps. He piles so many apps on his phone, then it goes to slug mode.
Well, no, like, I delete them if I don't like them.
And then you reset it, and then you're back to square one about, new apps!
So I got this one that I have to keep in my hand constantly now. Because, you know, every time, you know, you get a little, you know, every time I get excited now, I can just, you know, bleep every damn word that I'm saying. And
you missed the beep. You're not supposed to say damn.
Actually, you can say damn as long as you don't put God in front of it on television.
Really?
Yeah, for some reason.
You can say God and then pause and look around and go, damn?
You can't say God damn on television because it's blasphemy. Blasphemy, blasphemy.
Blasphemy.
Boy. Well, what can you thing say? So, yeah, I like that app. That's kind of cool.
I know what he's going to be doing. He's going to be walking around the house going, beep, 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 beep. You know, I'm going to see this.
Oh, son of a...
Yes.
Yeah. So I got that one, and anyone who, whoops. No, I don't want to hit that one.
What was that one?
Oh, I accidentally opened my browser.
It's not what I wanted.
Here. Anyone who has caught Futurama on Comedy Central knows this sound. As soon as it comes up.
Not quite, son.
All glory to the Hypnotoad.
Please do something in transition to the phone to the mic.
Yeah, probably.
Doesn't have that low pitch sound.
I can fix that.
Oh, God.
You will now all listen to Jethro.
All glory to the Hypnotoad. So that's going to be a fun one. I'll use that on the boy. Eric, do the dishes. I want to watch my anime. Look at my phone.
Oh,
Brother.
Still full.
What's that?
And my tummy's still full.
Well, yeah, we had a big dinner. I mean, Elquin makes tempura chicken.
Tempura chicken.
Well, he likes just the tempura chicken. I add zucchini and sweet potatoes.
I like tempura.
Slice up the zucchini. Slice up the sweet potatoes and tempura them and edamame.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, tempura chicken strips.
Tempura. Not temporal. We're not going back in time.
Now you've screwed me all up.
There we go. Tempura. Chicken from the future.
It's fresh. Chicken from the future, get it? Fresh. Okay. Better than it's a blast from the past.
Chicken from the future.
Now, that's one of the things that you can get in Chinese takeout places back east. I'm sure True Flight knows this. Is chicken fingers, or sometimes they're called golden fingers. It's just chicken in a seasoned batter, deep fried. You can't find that out here. At least not that I've seen.
That's our solution to chicken fingers.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the same. It's not quite the same. The tempura makes it crunchy, and the batter from the quote-unquote golden fingers is actually kind of soft. It's almost like it's almost beer battered, but not quite.
Bake it?
No, it's deep fried. But yeah, you can't find them. You cannot find them out here. Kind of like white American cheese. You got to go to the deli for it.
Yeah, I wonder if they use the batter that they dip the shrimps in. That might be the same.
Yeah.
It's sort of crunchy on the outside, soft on the inside.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, I can't find it out here, so Elkman's nice enough to make it for me every once in a while. And I do my part. I slice the chicken up into the sizes that I want.
Well, for your birthday, when we had everybody over, we did a big spread of
that. Huge, massive amounts of tempura chicken.
Oh my god, I was cooking chicken. I would do deep fry.
You were out
chicken.
There for a good hour.
Oh, more than that, hon, because yeah. I would do a batch of chicken, then a batch of zucchini, then a batch of sweet potatoes, then go back to chicken and rotate through. So I always had something, you know. Oh, I don't know how many potatoes and I don't know.
A lot. Well, I'm afraid that's it. As I posted in Facebook a couple of days ago, the little 7-inch LCD TV that I have on my
desk
here has been crapping out on me, and it just went black.
Well, you know, you could turn around and use the big TV up there.
Well, that requires me to turn away from the computer. If I'm going to watch TV and not be on the computer at the same time, I'll go downstairs.
Why don't you put it on top of the refrigerator?
The large television?
Yeah.
Well, it might work. I suppose it might work.
It's not that big.
Yeah, we'll see.
Then you can have a chili set.
Yeah, but this little Kawasaki 7-inch LCD, it's actually meant for a car. You know, if you have a DVD player in the car, it's an extra screen. But it works.
You've had that thing for as long as you've been here.
Yeah, I've had it for a good, 5 years now? 4 or 5 years. And it's dead. That's it. It still has sound, but I got no picture now. Oh, well.
That's really unusual. Those things usually last for, ever.
Yeah, I was expecting it to last me for many, many moons. Well, it did last for many moons. Oh, well. We'll have a burial for it later with a hammer.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's dead.
Okay, so now you can go on to your subject, because I can't think of anything else.
All right. Tonight's subject for the Jethel Silverwing Show is, why do we enjoy RPGs, role-playing games? Why do we enjoy them? Why?
Because they're there.
And what's good about different types of RPGs? I mean, Dungeons & Dragons is an RPG, but it's not a massive multiplayer online RPG.
True.
LARPs are RPGs. They're live action.
I've never done a LARP.
It's involving. It really is. because it's not something you can just sit down for an afternoon and do. I mean, when I was doing it with Farrell and our friends, I mean, we lived it. We really did. I mean, it got to the point where it wasn't how are you today, it was who are you today. And yeah, we were freaking, if we weren't working, we were playing. That was pretty much it. But it wasn't a medieval type setting. It was more of a modern setting. So we,
you were doing vampires.
Yeah, vampires. We had something that was more or less based off of, you know, we bastardized Vampire the Masquerade when the when White Wolf came out with the werewolf one. We kind of brought some of that into it. But it was mainly based off of Shadowrun, which is more of a magic and technology type of thing. Shadowrun. And, yeah, so we were doing that for, oh, God, 5-6 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Something like that, yeah.
Those D&D campaigns only last a year.
I mean, God, we'd be, like, going down the road to get some drinks. You know, just step out of the apartment, going down to the corner store, and all of a sudden, Farrell would stop us and it'd be like, you see something around the corner. What? We couldn't escape it! But anyway. So, why do you, Elgin, why do you like RPGs?
Well, it's like being in a story.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just reading it, I feel like I'm part of it.
Right.
You know?
Well, that's exactly how I explain what roleplay is. You know, I've had friends and whatnot, like, what the hell are you doing in that game? Well, you know what? Think of it like, you know, at the time Lord of the Rings was big. Like, think of it like you're in Lord of the Rings. And you are the main character. What do you do? Where are you going? Why are you doing this? You know, my character has a story. Some people don't. Some people just jump in and, you know, like, Doofu, the drunken dwarf, really doesn't have a big story. He's just a drunken dwarf. That's all there is to it. But it's still roleplay. He still has his character. If someone asks about his past, he just goes into a drunken stupor. So you would say basically big escape from reality and makes you feel like you're part of something bigger, perhaps?
Yes.
All right, then. Conversation's over.
Oh, get out of here. You just don't want me to talk about the game I'm playing now.
Yes, Elkman has found a new obsession. Elkman's found the new obsession. Why don't you tell everyone about your new obsession?
Well, I've always liked the sim games, but I got really bored of them a long time ago because it's always the same. Mm-hmm. You have to micromanage these people, tell them when to get up, when to eat, when to go poo,
right.
Go take a shower. Most of the time, I ended up making graveyards. There was nothing funner than filling a house full of people and filling it with rugs and setting it on fire. Yee!
Oh, okay. God.
Oh, yeah. I would create graveyards. I even got Sims 3 Magic something or other. And I thought, oh, this would be cool. They can learn spells and stuff. But it was the same sort of little routine crap, you know. You got to micromanage these people. And it's just, eh. And I'm not that big in, I mean, I like decorating, but I'm not that big into decoration. I mean, you could do all sorts of things from, you know, skinning them. And I did. But it was just,
skinning them?
Yeah, you could skin them.
You can take your character and rip its skin off?
No, you can put other people's faces on them and
Retexturizing.
Yes, okay. Yeah. So you can skin anything in Sims. I mean, the walls, and floors, and people, and clothing, and, you know, just so much. And I was like, oh, this is no fun.
Do you see that comment there from Jillian?
What?
One room, no toilet, 3 refrigerators. Best death ever.
Oh, that's long and hard, man. They have to pee on themselves and they get terrible.
God.
Oh.
You can do shit like that? In
yes.
The Sims?
Yes.
Okay, so let me get. So in the Sims Medieval, do you have bathrooms?
Yeah, well, sort of. They have chamber pots.
And if you don't have one?
They don't. You don't have to micromanage them as much.
Oh, okay.
like I said, that was one of the things I like so far about this. I do not have to micromanage these people. I mean, I tell them to go home if they're not smart enough. I mean, if you finish with... I'm getting ahead of myself, but, you know, if you finish with quest and they're just standing there, just tell them to go home. They'll go home, they'll eat, they'll take a bath, they'll use their chamber pot, they'll fix their food, you know. I mean, they'll talk to people, they'll read books. I mean, they're on their own. They do. They got a nice little, you know, artificial intelligence going for them, and they do just fine. So you can do something else. Concentrate on one of the other heroes. But, I mean, I've not seen any gravestones yet. I mean, I've killed a couple guys already. Had my knight duel him to the death because he had a cursed sword, so I figured, well, why not? But all you get is a real cool-looking death guy show up, collect the soul, but there's no grave. So there's no making graveyards. There was one time in Sims when I forgot which one it was. I had, like, nothing but graveyards. The whole place was graveyards! Woo! Anyway. I'm terrible. So, this is Sims Medieval. And I saw the previews for it on their website several months ago, and they had trailers you could watch, and I'm thinking, wow, this is pretty cool. And it's more than just Sims, okay? It's Sims with RPG, and it's engaging, and it's interesting, and there's not a ton of micromanaging you have to do. I mean, I've forced my people to go to sleep and to eat so I could get them up and going to go do their quests. You start out with a monarchy. When you have different heroes.
Mm-hmm.
You start out with a monarchy. And you do these quests. And you gain experience, and your kingdom grows, and you buy new buildings, you know, and some buildings have to have heroes, so you create them, but you don't necessarily have to work with them right then. When you start working with your different heroes is when you do different quests. Mm-hmm. And you can pick which hero you want to use to do that quest. Some quests require, like this last one, I did something about kissing frogs. And it could be any sim with a fatal flaw, and I'll get into that in a minute. And the physician. So I had to use the physician and somebody else. Then the quests don't usually show up in your quest thingy to pick from. And you can pick from five at a time. Unless you have all the proper people to use. I've noticed that. So, when I create a monarchy, you know, you have lots of control over what they look like. You can't make them taller or shorter. But you can make them into an elf. And you can make them fatter or thinner or skinny or you know, muscular. And you have control over the skin tones, the eyes, the shape of the face. I mean, it's not overdone, but you can have a lot of different variations.
Mm-hmm.
You can color, you can colorize things like their clothing and things in their house. You can change the color of the texture on that's in there. And I guess if you really wanted to be cute, you could add more textures to your directory like the old Sims could. So you could have your own, you know, I could put the Legion of Kithcore logo into the game and put it on one of the walls. Okay. If I wanted to, but no, I'm happy. There's plenty of stuff for me to play with in there. And the game is more centered around giving you enough free time to do things with the heroes for the kingdoms instead of micromanaging them, which I really like. You know, it's a standalone game, and it's got a lot of playability, because after you finish off everything for one kingdom, and it's like you have one long quest for the kingdom, and then inside you have different quests to raise up your heroes. So once you get to a certain point and you finish that, then you can start another kingdom, but you can use one of your heroes from your previous kingdom to expand, basically. But, yeah, you can make elves, but you can't make dwarves.
What?
Yeah. That was kind of like, I can
you're
make a, like a very tall dwarf, but, you know.
Oh, wait a minute. You're playing in a completely dwarfless environment.
Yeah, I know.
Who the hell makes everything? Where's the ale?
Well, there's a tavern.
Without dwarves?
Without dwarves.
Damn you!
Free ale in it. And you have a blacksmith. Your heroes are your monarchy, your knight when you have, you know, guard tower. You have spies. Those would be the rogues.
Hmm.
You have a blacksmith, physician, wizard, bard, two different type of priests, which I haven't gotten into. Is that all of them?
I don't know.
Oh, merchant. And each one can do different things. The merchant can buy stuff, go on the boat, and sail it off to other territories that you're aligned with to trade. Of course, the blacksmith can create all sorts of neat weapons and give them to your other sims.
But they're not dwarven! They're crap!
And then you have a bard who can sing and write plays and you know, has free drinks at the tavern all he wants.
And tell them what you named your bard.
I named him Jethel.
Of course.
Well, Elkin's running this kingdom that I created.
Oh, I see. So but, I'm just a servant to you, is that it?
No, you're your own hero.
All right.
You're level 4. But when you create it, you can either pick ones that are stock, or you can create your own for each one of the heroes that come up. And you have two traits that could be, you know, that are more or less on the good side. I saw a couple of them that weren't that good, like chivalrous and adventurous and earthy, fun-loving, and there's a bunch of them you can pick from. So you get two of those from that category. Then you have a fatal flaw. Fatal flaw is like bloodlust, which I gave to Elkwin, which means she has to get into a fight each day to get rid of this debuff.
Oh.
There's this one one trait set that's the whale ate my parents. And apparently you go down to the sea. This is supposed to be a good trait. You go down to the sea to curse the whale that ate your parents. Then you can, of course, go get on the ship and go out and hunt the whale.
Yeah, I was just going to ask if you could do that.
Yeah, and then you come back with whale meat, and you could share that with everybody because they eat whale meat.
Right? But how do you know you got the right whale?
I don't know, because you can keep going out, you know? Just don't know. You just got a thing to hate whales. In general, all of them.
The whale ate my parents. I'm going to get the whale and its parents.
But when I was creating my heroes, I was trying to balance them out because I know which ones would be the best traits to use on all of them and which fatal flaws probably to stay away from on each one, and I didn't really want to. I went with ones that were a little harder to get rid of. There is quests that you can do eventually that will allow you to remove even the fatal flaws from any of your heroes that participate in a quest. It's called a legendary quest. So if you get pick a really bad one, send that, and you get that quest, you send that one that you want to get rid of it on, and to do that quest, and then if you succeed high enough, you can remove the bad trait. Each one of your heroes have daily duties that recycle every 9 o'clock in the morning.
Hmm.
They each have two. Like my monarch, you know, has to hold court or go hunt the big bear or write laws or, you know, things like that. Ask two people what they think of the kingdom. You know, and the physician has to give first aid to two people or you know, it just varies. It's you know, the bard had to write, go out and get inspiration for 2 hours and then write a poem.
Hmm.
You know, this sort of thing. But you only have a certain amount of time to do those and then the quest. You have to further the quest a little bit each day in order to keep it progressing. And, of course, the highest you can get is platinum.
Right.
And then it's gold, and then silver and copper. So you want to try and keep progressing the quest so it keeps, you know, when you finish it, you get a better return.
Right.
So, you know, I'm having a good time.
Oh, good.
Learning about it. I'm taking a break from it. I'm at a stage where I'm not... You know, I did a little read-up on it and realized I screwed up on something, but that's okay. I can fix it. Well, when you have relations with the two other territories, you gotta do patrols. And there's certain heroes that could do the patrols. The monarch, the knight, the spy, and I think that's it. And they have to do patrols at different parts of the territories in order to keep your relations with the other territories,
mm-hmm.
you know, progressing. Well, I didn't know that, and they started to go into the red, so I'm fixing that. So, but the whole idea is, you know, you become more renowned and everything, and then you can, you know, forge more treaties with other places around and other territories. And anyway, but I like it because it's story driven, it's quest driven, it's The Sims, so there's all this other little weird stuff going on that people are doing in the background. Like, I was in the tavern and all the peasants were farting, and when they were farting, all these little green gases were coming up around them. Like, oh my god. There's a pit with a creature in it that you can go feed meat to or throw people into if you're the monarch. And of course, they have the stockades, and there's just all sorts of other things going on. The Sims are interacting with each other and stuff. And
now, see, that I've often said that's something I wish they had in EverQuest, is have the NPCs have a life rather than, you know, just the guards going from point A to point B, stuff like that. I mean, one of the, you know, I've said before, I hate referencing World of Warcraft, but, you know, you wait long enough in that primary good city, and you see school children coming home from school and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, because in the normal Sims, nobody usually ever becomes friendly with each other, left alone. I've noticed that my Sims in Sims Medieval are starting to develop friendships with each other. Oh, all cool. On their own. I don't have to micromanage it. And wow. I like that. They're just, you know. So I'm giving it a shot, and I'll play it for a while. And it's something that, you know, I can play and put down. I mean, I've kind of lost. I still do it, but I'm not as enthralled about Dungeon Overlord because there's no more quests.
Run out of content, huh?
Yeah, it's the same old thing, you know, mine, conquest, another dungeon.
Yeah, I'm not doing, I'm not doing Cityville or anything like that anymore. It's
the micromanaging.
Yeah,
there's no storyline.
Well, for me, it's not really the micromanaging, it's just the same thing over and over again, and now I'm getting to the point in those games that I were playing that I can't do anything without the help of my neighbors.
Yeah.
And that's bullshit. Sorry. So, yeah.
So what other games have you played that has drawn you in because of the RPG factor?
Well, nothing's drawn me in like EverQuest has. Obviously. I've been playing for, you know, 10 years. So, when I was playing Daggerfall, I went through, and I think I completed damn near every one of the quests, and I was really taken by the storylines and stuff like that. The first game I ever bought was, I want to say it's kind of it wasn't a RPG as much it was a, well, the name of the game was Phantasmagoria, and it was kind of a interactive, it was almost like an interactive movie. There were certain things you could do. Okay, explore the house. You know, explore the house, do this, do that. Oh, wait, you didn't do this, so this over here doesn't happen yet. Or you have to solve this puzzle. You know, that kind of thing. But, unfortunately, it was all predetermined. You know, the reactions and stuff like that. But I thought it was interesting. It was a nice story, but not one I could get into playing again. You know, once the storyline was played out. It was like, well, I'm playing the same story, and okay, go here. Well, I just finished this game that initially took me a month. I just finished it in an hour. Well, this isn't fun anymore.
Well, I've noticed something in Sims Medieval that some of the quests, well, majority of the quests will get to a point where you have a choice to make. You can either do this, or you can either do that. So you have two different paths to go. And depending on which one you do, how it's going to affect you or the kingdom. I've noticed some of them are marked that this is the type of quest that will have repercussions.
Right.
On the kingdom, matter which way you go. Something's going to happen. So.
Now, I like that. I wish something like that would happen with EverQuest. I mean, I'm noticing more and more as you're doing quests in EQ2, that you have, you know, you have a good reply and you have a rude reply that you can do. I wish if you gave the rude reply, the guy would give you false information or your faction goes down. And if you keep being rude to the NPCs, they stop talking to you. You know, that kind of thing.
How fair is that for Freeport people? They're rude to everybody. Just kidding.
Oh, well. You know, and however you react, you know, would reflect on your faction with whoever you're working with. I mean, if you're going into the evil rogue guild or something like that, you don't want to tell someone, have a nice day. You know, watch your back, asshole. You know, that kind of thing. And they would actually think highly of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think it would be an interesting way to lose faction with some of these towns or guilds and stuff like that, to be rude to them. I just think that would be interesting. You know, it's kind of like that. I think one of the more... I haven't played it personally, but I think one of the more innovative ideas toward that has been done by Fable. You know, in Fable, even your appearance changes. If you do evil acts and stuff like that, you become more of a badass, or you become more sickly looking, or something like that. But everything depends on your actions. And if you're going to be evil and stuff like that, then some people are simply not going to talk to you. So, and I know that that's never going to happen in EverQuest 2. I know it's not because, well, you just pretty much have to rewrite how the game's done. I've actually been told in Dragon Age 2, you can get such a high faction with some of the people that you deal with in Dragon Age that you can have homosexual relationships without even trying. And it's like, hey, let's race faction with this guy. And more, and more, and more, and more. Why are you hitting on me? More faction. Wait a minute. Stop proposing. Yeah, I just think that'd be kind of fun. Stretch. Anyway. But in all honesty, my, you know, there is no denying your reasoning for the playing of the RPGs. It brings you into another world. You are the star of your own little fantasy, and it's fun. Now, why I play an MMO as opposed to, you know, a single player game is the participation and the community.
Yeah, because you don't have much community in Sims, unless you're doing Sims online, but
yeah,
this
I mean,
is not online.
Right, I mean, and I probably wouldn't find Sims that entertaining for very long, because, you know, I've tried playing, you know, first person, or single player games, I should say, and then after a while, I'm just like, I'm lonely. I can't talk to anyone. Oh, wait, I'll talk to this guy. Oh... He just wants me to do something.
It's only so long you can play God.
Yeah.
And that's what you do in The Sims. You're basically the watcher of the God.
Pretty much.
You're prodding and poking these people in the right direction. But talking about evil,
mm-hmm.
you can have an evil trait.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking that maybe after I finish this one, I may save it and go through and just become evil.
Ooh.
I wonder what would happen if the monarchy was evil and the heroes were all evil and
mm-hmm.
and we fed everybody to the pit monster. Just to see what would happen. See, that's how I start screwing around with Sims. That's why, you know, I built a house with no doors and
well, you see,
carpets and other mean things.
Well, you see, this kind of thing is actually... This was one of the mechanics in Daggerfall. You could fuck up your faction with people. Not individuals, but entire towns.
Well, when you're holding court,
mm-hmm.
hearing petitions, you have two choices for the person coming up and asking. And this one person keeps coming up asking to have a permit so they can put soundproofing in their dungeon or the bottom part of their house and stuff, and it sounds really friggin' shady, you know? The muffled sounds, so they can muffle the sounds of this experiment they want to do, you know, and I never let them do it. I say, you go talk to the constable about that one. Or this other person that comes and complains about their neighbor who makes bushes into obscene objects in their, you know, figurines and stuff. And she wants to keep setting fire to them. And I won't let her do that either because I don't think that's right. But I don't gain favor with these people when I tell them no.
Right.
So I wonder what happens if I told everybody no.
Then you have an uprising.
I would be interesting to see what happens with an uprising.
Huh.
Would they throw the monarchy to the pit monster?
I don't know.
Well, I'll have to play that one out and find out. That'd be interesting. It's got to. You can't have... I've noticed that you really can't have an evil kingdom, per se.
Why not?
Because you gotta do stuff that will make the people like you.
Oh, I see.
But how can you do a lot of things to make people like you if you're evil?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I know not.
But I agree with that. If you were act evil all the time and nasty, I think there should be some physical change to you.
That would be nice.
That'd be interesting.
Oh, I think we're gonna go ahead and take a music break.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll talk more about Elkman's hairy chest.
No, I decatted myself.
Okay. When we come back, we'll talk about why playing with yourself makes you lonely. Jethro Silverwing Show, back in about 10 minutes.
Listening to the Jethro Silverwing Show on the Gaming Radio.
All right, folks, just so you know, this song that's playing right now has a bit of a long start to it, but this is a song written and composed and recorded by my son, Sheldon. So, hope you like it. Whoop, wait a minute. This is the wrong song. So let me stop this and put the right one in. Because I'm not fond of this one. Hold on a sec. Yeah, that was one of his little death metal ones. And you can't understand what the hell he's talking about. So let me find the other one. If I can. Where is it? Where the hell?
I don't know what you do with these things.
Shoot.
Did you look under your seat?
Ah, crap. Hold on a second. I can't find it.
Is it under the keyboard?
No.
Did you leave it on your side of the bed again?
Ah, crap. I don't know what I did with that. I'll move on to the next song. Next song is my second attempt at the auto-computerized harmony. I did Daydream Believer because I got a couple comments that although Comfortably Numb they thought was actually well done, kind of depressing. So how about a kind of a happy song. So Daydream Believer by the Monkees, coming up.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wing of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But six rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out. Razor.
I've found the right song. I found where I stuck it. And here is my son, Sheldon Saint-Gelais, and Moonlight. Productions presents The Real Men of NORAD.
Real Men of NORAD.
Today we salute you, Mr. Takes Role Playing Way Too Seriously.
Mr. Takes Role Playing Way Too Seriously.
While others play the game, you live the game. From decorating your room in false masonry to painting your car to look like a horse.
Well, they call it a Mustang.
Others laughed at your advances, but that merchant in Kino's Harbor is starting to crack. You know, the one with the red hair and the round perky.
Dude, you really got a problem.
They didn't appreciate your heroic attempts to bring justice to the food court by hacking that Peter Stitchel cart to a splintering pile of rubble.
Oh, the glory of Orange Julius.
Your honor cannot be swayed. Your shield cannot be shaken. And by the way, your mother called. The papier-mâché dragon you built just burnt down the house.
Mr. Chase, role-playing way too seriously.
Mysterious Ranger Productions, not all.
Thank you.
With
returned.
We went somewhere?
Yeah, that's it.
We did?
I don't know about you, but I'm hovering about 5 miles above the guild hall.
You are? What are you doing up there?
Just want to see how everything looked from all the way up here.
Probably from that distance, everything looks really far away.
Pretty much, yeah. Or non-existent at all.
That too.
Can't see a whole lot from up here.
Clouds.
Yep. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and put a weight on my... space bar here. How far up can Shuffle go?
I dare you to unmount. And see if you can remount before you hit the ground.
No, I don't... you can't remount.
Why?
Because you're moving.
You sure?
You can escape. Oh, that's it. The ground's disappearing now.
Oh, yes. Demount. How big of a crater can you make?
Actually, I'm over an empty area. I'm over an area that you can't even get to if you're in Antonica. It's like beyond the mountains and stuff.
Oh, but, that's no fair. You'll just respawn or something.
Yeah, but at this point, I'm just... But yeah, I don't think you can actually get to the bubble that surrounds the landscape. That's your cloud cover and stuff like that. I don't think you can actually get to it. I just don't think it's possible.
You want to touch the clouds?
Just wants to touch sky. But I'll just leave the weight on there. Actually, am I still going up? Yep, the clouds are still going past me. You know, those little puff clouds that, you know, while you're flying. So those are still falling down around me, so I'm still going up. But, yeah, I don't think it's possible.
You know what I should
to
do?
To reach the atmosphere bubble.
Just have a buff up there somewhere that's, like, drowning. You can't breathe.
What's that?
I think they should have a buff way up there that hits you, like, when you're drowning. You get up to a certain point.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And then you start losing oxygen and you start suffocating because you're up too high. I really think they should do that because I think that'd be amusing.
A little atmospheric
deprivation
there.
Yes.
Well, you know what I've always thought should be really fun in game, but no one ever seems to agree with me? When it's raining out, random lightning strikes. You're going along, it's pouring rain, all of a sudden, boom! You've been hit for 1,000 points, and your screen goes all white for a couple of minutes. That would be funny.
I think it would be more funny is, yes, have the lightning strikes and have a little, not one that's going to, kill the character. I think people would be more apt to find this amusing.
But
it gives
you
this singed, no, it gives you this singed look buff for a while. Where your hair is standing straight out and your face is black and you look like you've been charred a little bit.
I actually like the idea of being posed in the channel here from Santa Iga on the Oasis server. If you keep going up, zone into plane of sky. That would be interesting. Yeah, I can now no longer see the mountains. I'm still no closer to those clouds, I don't think.
I don't think a whole lot of people would do that route because it would probably take too long to get, somebody else could beat you the normal route.
I think there should be like a big sign that shows up over here. What, you couldn't find a wizard? Keep out.
Something amusing, people!
Have like some like keep out signed. Vision.
Oh, God.
Okay, now, if I dismount right now, Will I keep going until I hit the ground? Or after a while, will it just assume that I'm falling for too long and zone me?
Well, try it.
Let's find out. Here we go.
Start getting too close. Escape.
True Flight says I'll zone if I'm falling for too long. But yeah, True Flight says he's done it and you'll zone. But I'll give it a shot. 1, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 102. Well, I thought maybe if you were like falling for more than 5 seconds, it would automatically zone you out or something.
Are you still falling?
I am still falling. I am passing the ground now, which means I'm going to do that you fall into the world thing. Yep, there we go. But, yeah, I thought maybe if you were falling for more than 5 seconds or something like that,
no.
It would automatically zone you, but...
Yeah. You have to hit that barrier. There's a barrier they put up that you end up hitting.
Maybe I'll have to do that. I'll,
I think Rothkar called it a death field or a kill field or kills or kill something.
You know, since there are really no limits in the guild hall, I wonder what would happen if I just use the housing editor. If I use the housing editor, took one of our teleport pads and told it to elevate, Z plus 1,000 or something like that. See how high up I get. And then do it again. That way I always have a way to get back up there.
Ched said it was death floor, and True Flight saying there's a limit on how high you can build. And Sir Rest says death plane.
Death plane. The death plane. Welcome to the plane of death.
What happens here?
You die.
What the fuck good was that?
Yeah. Remember, True Flight found that out when he tried to break out of the hall?
Ah, that's right. But I think that would be kind of interesting. Have the plane of death. Just as a joke. Domino, if you're listening, this is a great practical joke.
For Halloween?
Or something like that. Introducing the plane of death. You zone in, you die. You die, and a sign comes up, and the message pops up in the middle of your screen. What you expect to happen? That would be funny. Don't you think? I think that would be funny. I'm zoning into the plane of death. Boop. Right after Everstorm and Lava Frost. Yep.
Maybe you can your body dies, but you materialize as ghost in there.
Oh, there you go.
It'd be cute if they could every time a person dies, it creates... No, that would be terrible, because it would crash the zone.
Oh, definitely.
I was going to say, if every time a person dies, a little tombstone popped up for them. But then somebody would... All you remember is multiple dead bodies in EverQuest, and they would make decorations out of them.
Mm-hmm, I remember that. People kept...
Intricate decorations.
Yep.
Dead bodies.
Corpse art, yep.
Corpse art, yeah. Ooh,
we do not need that in EQ2.
Oh, but corpse art was interesting. What are you doing? I'm making corpse art. Oh, what's that?
The last time I remember seeing corpse art was in the Bazaar.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who don't know what the Bazaar is, the Bazaar was your...
The broker.
What's that?
The Bazaar was the broker, basically, but
you didn't have
a board where everything was handy. Everybody stood around with the stuff on them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like going to a person's house, but...
Right, but, people would do stuff like that, put, like, dozens and dozens of corpses right there at the zone in. So you zone into the Bazaar, and then you crash. And then we'd be like, you pricks!
One of the things they used to do is they would level up character, and then a necromancer would take a soul shard from them,
mm-hmm.
which would kill them and de-level them. Now, these shards were really sought after. I forgot what they were used for, but I remember...
Resurrecting, I thought.
I think so, resurrecting, but...
For necromancers, in order
so
for a necromancer.
So while they were doing it, they would do corpse art while they're doing this, you mm-hmm. know?
Yep.
Oh, I remember those days.
Yeah, but when you did that, it wasn't a normal death.
No, it would
where you got like where you got like, you know, two blue bars.
Yeah.
Or whatever. No, it was half a level you lost.
Yeah.
When you did that.
Well, that's why I think they, you know, well, some of those guilds would level up characters just to go and do that to them. So they'd, well, let's do something interesting with the bodies.
Yeah.
Corpse art.
Sure, why not?
It's better than just stand there, okay, kill me. Okay, kill me, and there's a pile of bodies. You might as well do something interesting with it.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, as Chattarella's telling me, with that kind of death, you could not be resurrected afterward.
No, you can't.
And she says it was equivalent to about 5 deaths.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, yeah, about half a level.
I watched characters be de-leveled that way to 0, to level 1, I believe, or 5, I think is the lowest they can take it.
Well, hell, you ever get caught in a death loop?
Yeah.
Here's something you don't do in EverQuest 1. You don't get bound in Rivervale and then go kill Mangler. Because you instantly become KOS in Rivervale, and anywhere you pop up, you're going to get killed by the NPCs. Yeah, a friend of mine found that out the hard way. He actually had to Control-Alt-Delete and leave EQ because he had lost, like, you know, 2 or 3 levels. And he had a petition from an alt. Like, I can't log in. Every time I log in, I die. I ended up going right back in front of the NPC that killed me.
So that not good.
Not good.
Oh, I've had to run guards off, train mm-hmm. them off so people could spawn back and get the hell out of there. I've had to help with that before.
Yep.
That's the only way. Get 2 guildies in there and have them train the guards off, keep them busy while somebody respawned and ran out of the way.
Then you'd be like...
Then they have all these bodies they have to collect now, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't, you would... If you collected the body, you got a certain percentage of your experience back along with...
Yeah. I don't know. I still honestly kind of like the idea of having a corpse, but if they ever brought it back, people would have a shit fit. But what I think they should do, if they ever thought about bringing it back, make it an option. It's like, you can lose a little experience if you just resurrect with all your stuff on you, or you can go hunting for your corpse again.
Well, you know, there was tactical advantages that we used to use with that.
Oh, yeah, dying and having someone drag your corpse to where you couldn't get to on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Or to jump content. Maybe that's why they put it into that.
Could be. Need some ale! There we go.
So I went through and I pulled up all the quests for the Great Divide.
Uh-huh.
I'm slowly going through them because I think I know I missed some, so I'm marking them off as I go. I'm saving the Rhine ones for last. Because I want to get all the other negative Rhine faction over with, because I know I'll gain my Rhine faction back doing these, because you gotta,
yeah,
you know, wear the mask again and all that stuff, so. I don't like to lose that ability of running through the Rhine camps without being gaining Argra. I worked hard to get my Rhine faction up, so.
Yeah. Alrighty. So what else we got to talk about this week? Anything interesting? What's going on? Anything happening?
Kid running a red. Well, he wasn't a red. He
oh, God.
Stop! at a red light.
Well, he stopped for you. He told me he did it once for you, too. So...
he ran through it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm, driving the kid... Well, I wasn't driving the kid around. I was observing the kid driving. Because, he needs a supervisor in the vehicle while he has his learner's permit. And he waited a little too long for my taste to stop at a red light. I'm like, stop. Stop. And he gets all mad at me. He's like, I knew to stop. Don't you think I'm going to stop? Stop
no.
doing that. So we turn the corner. We go over a bridge. What did he do? He went right through a red light.
He didn't go all the way through, you yeah. said.
Well, by the time he was able to stop, it was too late. He was already on the other side of the road.
Oh, fuh.
Luckily, the person coming off the highway saw us. So anyway. So at that point I took his keys. I'm driving the rest of the day.
That's it. No more for you today. We're done.
Yep. Get your head out of your ass and you'll get your keys back. So anyway.
I'm just glad nobody got hurt at all.
I mean, we've all done it from time to time. I've accidentally gone through a red light. But,
he doesn't need to be doing that.
Yeah.
He needs to focus on entirely what he's doing. And because he did that to me once, I am overly cautious now when he comes up to an intersection. It's like, I'm already, directing him to slow down, be cautious, etc. I'm guiding him.
Mm-hmm.
And I will start raising my voice and if he doesn't do what I need him to do. Because he doesn't want to see me panicked again. He scared the crap out of me. It was early in the morning. There was no traffic, but it was still... Fuh! You want to kiss your chance of getting a license goodbye? You can let a cop see you do that once. And that, Or there could have been cars there.
Oh, yeah, that was one of his questions. Well, what if a cop is on? Well, you would have gotten a damn ticket, number one.
Yep. And I'm not sure what happens when they're on a learner's permit with a ticket.
I don't know. Probably goes against them somehow. I am not knowing. Alrighty. So you're
Daddy
playing...
Daddy gets a ticket too, huh?
What's that?
Daddy gets a ticket too?
Probably.
That's what they're saying. In New York City, you lose the permit for 6 months. Oh, my God.
Well, there you go, then.
It's their polite way of saying, you're not ready.
Pretty much, yeah.
Otherwise, he's been doing good. He's still not confident enough, Once I feel he's a little more confident in his driving, then we need to start quizzing him on driver's ed stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Parallel parking, what to do when you park uphill, facing downhill, make him do it, because they're going to make him do it too. That's the worst time.
Yeah.
You feel all nervous when you have that test. So I don't want him to feel nervous.
Oh, I failed my first one.
That's the written.
Mm-hmm. No, in my hometown, you could fail the driver's test before you even left side of the building.
But I want him to be more confident behind that wheel, or else mom's going to worry every time he pulls out.
Yeah.
More so than normal, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, in my hometown, you could fail the driving test within 20 feet of the front door. Because before you pull out, there is a crosswalk. And if you went through the crosswalk without stopping, sorry, you just failed.
I'm already on him. He comes up to a stop sign, mm-hmm. and there's no line. He needs to stop behind that stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
Where that post is where the front of the vehicle should be.
Yep.
And then you can move up.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
I notice a lot of places up here where the stop sign is, the stop sign, and then about a foot afterwards is the line. Weird.
Yeah. Alright, well, I think that's it for tonight. Better than some shows we've had this year.
Think so?
I think so. Alright, folks, that's going to be it for this week. Thanks for tuning in to the Jethro Silverwing Show. Next week will be even better.
Who knows? I may even take notes.
Might even take notes. We might have a guest. I don't know. We don't know usually until right before we go on the air. So there we go.
But if you want to be a guest on the Jethro Silverwing Show, feel free to email Jethro at
demon@kithacore.org.
And we might just have you on.
You know what? Why not? Let's interview the, let's start interviewing the PCs, the player characters. But you're going to get a little pre-interview, because I'm not letting just anyone on here be like, yo, this is Jethro Silverwing Show, and our guest this week is this guy. And then it'd be like, testicles. That is all. God damn it! Attention! Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Testicles.
Well, that might be amusing. You know? Maybe we should discuss why cake is a lie, too.
My cakes are no lie.
My cakes are yummy.
Oh, look, it's Lyra. But I'm never saying her name right. You say it right.
Lyra.
All right, folks, that's it. Gonna go downstairs. We have some paranormal activity to watch.
But.
What?
But.
You can play your. They see, that's the glory of Sims. Is you can play it anytime you want.
Okay. No, I can't.
Yeah, you can.
I can't play it at work.
Well, I mean, if you take an afternoon off, no one's gonna die.
Well.
It's not like. Remember that horrible game where you had a. It was like an electronic pet. What the hell was that called? Was it a little electronic pet you put on your keychain? And if you didn't, like, feed it and give it attention, it would die? Tamagotchi. That was it. Tamagotchi. It's not like a Tamagotchi. You can leave this alone for an afternoon, hon. I mean, you've been playing it all weekend.
No. It's fun.
Spend time with your husband.
Who?
Me!
No.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Me! I fixed the fence and put up a new light outside. Show me some love.
Okay.
You know, besides tempura love.
Oh, fine. Be that way.
Besides, I made cookies yesterday, and you really haven't had
oh,
any.
Oh, this man is so... He's good cookies on, but... Guys, you know what he used to measure his cookies out with? An ice cream scoop.
An ice cream scoop. Yes, the cookies were a little large.
He comes to the door and I go, huh, those cookies are really... He was telling me how big the cookies are. We have a big pan of cookies. And I go, what'd you use to measure it with? Well, I used the ice cream scoop. And I was like, oh no.
Yeah, they were really big. Actually, the first ones I didn't squish down. So when the bottoms were done, the tops were still raw. So I flipped them like a pancake and put them back in the oven. I've never made cookies before. So now I know to use a teaspoon. Okay? I know to use a teaspoon now. The instructions just said scoop them out and put them on the pan. I didn't know. I've never made cookies before. But
I see them out there packing an ice cream scoop full of cookie dough and then going clink.
But you have to admit, the cookies are awesome.
I love you, hon. It's amusing.
Adventures in baking with Jethro Silverwing.
Well, they turned out fine, but I wish I would have been able to just spit a wine while watching you do that. I go, oh.
Well, I wanted to have them done when you came home.
Yeah, they were big pan of cookies.
Oh,
I love you.
I love you too, baby. Alright, folks, next week, more in Adventures in Baking with Jethro Silverwing.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Yeah, later this week I definitely got to make another pizza because I bought a lot of cheese for the pizza for the boys' birthday party and got a lot of cheese left over and we want to use that up before it goes bad.
Cheese,
lots and lots of cheese. All right, folks, see you next week. Jethel out.
Just moments ago, we sent the Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It Nibblebuns back in time to EverQuest 1 for the Far Back Weather Report. So tell me, guys, how's the weather in the Plain of Storm? Hello! Jethel!
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Dwarf, I can hear
you. That's it! You've killed us! We're not coming back from this one! Oh! Oh, there's a massive tornado above us!
Oh, no!
Oh, you dropped us down right in the middle of the vortex!
Wrong side of the zone!
Oh, Jesus, flying around with all the debris! I don't know what's going to happen here! I'm hanging on to this cactus for dear life! Oh, there's all kinds of frogs!
Oh, watch out for the frogs!
And giants! We had to pass giants to get here! Oh, there goes Jesus again!
Grab him!
Oh, I missed him! I'll try to grab him on the next pass! Oh, this is horrible! Oh, why did you send us here? Oh, that's it! I want the new king of hell! If I get out of this, you're redecorating my... Oh, Jesus! Grab my head! Oh, Jesus! Oh, I missed him again! Oh, that's gonna be a problem!
What happened?
My sword just fell out of my sheath! Just flying around in the vortex with Jesus! Jesus!
Grab him!
I got him!
Woo!
I got him! Right. Hang on, Jesus!
Okay, I'm gonna try to send you somewhere else!
Get
hang on! Hang on, here we go!
Well, this place sounds familiar. Oh, no!
Jethel, put us back in the tornado. I repeat, back in the tornado.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's the stuff. Oh, hey, Cactus, how you doing? Oh, yeah. Throw me in a tornado any day over that guy. Oh.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheez-It Nibblebuns!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.